Hello, this is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. I don't know one married couple that from time to time doesn't have some marital difficulties. Permit me to share with you the fact that marital problems come from at least four things. First of all, they come from the fall of man. We find that in the book of Genesis and Genesis chapter 3. Most of us are familiar with the temptation of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and their subsequent disobedience to God, which plunged all of humanity into its sinful state. As a result of man's fall into sin, all men and women possess a sinful nature, which at best is still selfish. And therein lies part of the reason that men and women have difficulty in the marriage relationship. Secondly, marital problems come from the heart of man. You can find evidence of that in Mark chapter 7, verses 20 to 23. And when you get there and read that, what a list. And what wife or husband or believer, for that matter, can say that these things have never had any place whatsoever in his or her heart? Therefore, when two people come together and marry, you have two people who are both capable of falling into every sin that's mentioned in Scripture. Wow. Thirdly, marital problems come from an incorrect understanding of the Word of God. 2 Peter 1:3 says, "According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue." And 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Folks, I say this, and it breaks my heart that it is a true statement, but as a pastor and thus a counselor, too many people who profess to be Christians believe that the Bible is somehow insufficient to handle their marital problems. Beloved, please listen to me. The Bible is sufficient to instruct believers in God's truths. The Bible is sufficient to rebuke those who are in sin. The Bible is sufficient to correct those who are willing to acknowledge their sin, and the Bible is sufficient to guide believers to live as God expects us to live. For all these things and more, the written word of God is profitable. And some marital issues are not being resolved because marriage partners or one of the people in the relationship are refusing to heed instruction from the one who ordained the institution of marriage. And lastly, marital problems come from sinful living patterns brought into the marriage. God is not through with any of us. Before we get married, we're caught up in some habits of life that have not been brought under the Lordship of Christ. We have a need to have our minds renewed in certain areas. And until our minds are renewed in these areas, our sinful living patterns are a source of difficulty in our marriages.